Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team as your revolutionary home, taking on the crosstown rivals, Mesquite Marshals, live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. And now it's time for the pregame show.
All right, everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, here on the pregame show of your Texas Revolution, as they are at home at the Allen Event Center. An important game for your Revolution, as they really kind of just control their own destiny as they make this playoff run. It's huge. It's ready to go. First, though, before we even get started here on the pregame show, I want to give a shout-out to a Texas Revolution fan that is ill and not able to make tonight's game, but I wanted to at least say hi to her here in the pregame show, as well as on the regular broadcast. I'll make sure that I say hi to her again. It's Kathy. Hey, Kathy, hope you're feeling better. You're in my thoughts and prayers as you are not here, unfortunately, tonight. That having been said, I will try to bring you the action as good as I can, and I'll just do that for you. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for being a loyal Texas Revolution fan as you are. Hope everything is very good for you and you are getting better. That's my hope here. So now, that all said, let's go. Let's talk about your Texas Revolution in champions indoor football. It's an important season here tonight, for or important game here tonight, as the Revolution are trying to get that home field advantage, at least in the South Division, and working on trying to get the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And there's some scenarios where all that's going to work out, and some scenarios for other teams to make it, and things of that sort. We're going to talk about those here on tonight's pregame show, but let's go to champions indoor football. Let's go to the schedule, because those are important as tonight, as well as the Revolution taking on the Mesquite Marshals at the Allen Event Center. The Omaha Beef are in action tonight. This is an important game for the Omaha Beef, as they are in a battle to try to hold on to the third and final playoff spot in the Northern Division. Now, that Northern Division is a stockpile at the top of the three. That having been said, it's kind of interesting. So let's go to the Northern Division. The Wichita Force, the Texas Revolution, beat earlier this season. That's important for what we're going to talk about here in a minute. But the Wichita Force right now are on top in the Northern Division, 7-2. The Sioux City Bandits, they are in second place. They are 7-3. The Omaha Beef, who take on the Liberty tonight, they are 5-4. And the Bloomington Edge, they are 4-5, but they're holding on hope that they can still win games, and the Omaha Beef lose here tonight against the Salina Liberty. Now, In fifth place, the Chicago Eagles are 3-7. The Salina Liberty, who are taking on the Omaha Beef tonight, are 2-8. So, an important game here tonight on a couple of reasons why. So, let's take a look at the playoffs. As far as Bloomington is concerned, they want Omaha to go down in tonight's football game, without question. Omaha would drop the 5-5 out on the season. So that's huge for the Bloomington Edge, who are hanging on by a thread here tonight. Because that ends up happening if the Liberty beat the Beef, the Edge, with the victory tomorrow night, who take on the Chicago Eagles, and that's a very winnable game for the Bloomington Edge. Both teams will be 5-5, and they're going to be scrapping. And I mean scrapping for that third and final playoff spot. So, that also being said, the Wichita Force, they are on the road tonight. They are in Amarillo. So, let's talk about the importance of tonight's game for the Revolution. If they get the victory, let's assume they win tonight. If the Amarillo Venom beat the Wichita Force, the Texas Revolution will wrap up home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They will be 9-1 with two games left to go. And the Sioux City Bandit. But, that having been said, it could come down to a tiebreaker. But, what ends up happening is that the teams that the Texas Revolution play, which they've got the advantage in that tiebreaker against teams that the Sioux City Bandits play, the Revolution will have that tiebreaker and they will wrap up the home field advantage even if they end up with the same record. Now, if the Wichita Force lose to Amarillo tonight and the Revolution win tonight and one more game, that wraps up home field advantage. So, the next two games, the Revolution can wrap it up anyway. But those are the scenarios. Now, that having been said, looking at the South Division, which is where your Revolution play, they are 8-1 out on the season, followed by the Amarillo Venom at 6-3. The Dodge City Law are 6-3. They're in third place, though, because of the tiebreakers and who they played and things of that sort. The team hanging on right now at 500 are the Duke City Gladiators. They are 5-5 on the season. The Duke City Gladiators obviously have to finish out winning both the games. If the Gladiators lose their next game, they are going to be out of the playoffs. So, an important game for the Amarillo Venom this week, as well as the Dodge City Law. The Dodge City Law, they have the San Angelo Bandits. Now, if the Law lose that game, the Texas Revolution wrap up the South Division and the first round bye. But that's all contingent on whether or not the Revolution win here tonight against the Mesquite Marshals. Now, don't sleep on this Mesquite Marshals. We beat them well in the season. We're 2-0 against this football team, but this is a team that even though they're 1-8 on the season, they won the game against the Sioux City Bandits, the CIF champions of last year, at the Mesquite Arena. The big win for them. So, the Mesquite Marshals are capable of winning football games. The Mesquite Marshals have a pretty good defense. And I say that even though that they've given up most of the points, the defense is pretty good. And the reason why their number is quite high, they've given up 484 points this season, is because the defense is always out on the football field. The offense has been the things that have been choking for this team as they sit on the bottom of the division, as well as in scoring with only 334 points out on the season scoring. So that defense is out on the football field. That number could be in the 500s, but the defense is that good. They've only given up 484. Now, that is worse in the division, but really, the next worst team is the Amarillo Venom at 471. They've given up 471 points compared to the Mesquite Marshals, 484. So, an interesting thing, the way everything's working out. Again, folks, if the Law lose tomorrow night against the San Angelo Bandits, and assuming the Revolution win here tonight, they wrap up the Southern Division and the first round bye. So we'll know more about that tomorrow. Over in the north, as the Omaha Beef, they are taking on the Salina Liberty in Omaha. If the Omaha Beef win that game, the Bloomington Edge just lose their opportunity to make the playoffs. However, they're still alive. Omaha would have to lose their final two, and Bloomington would have to win their final two if Bloomington loses tonight. But if Omaha loses tonight and Bloomington win, that's going to be a dogfight over there in the Northern Division for that third and final spot. Again, also, on the Southern Division, the Duke City Gladiators, this is a football team. They are on the bye this week, so they are actually watching this games this week and holding their breath. They're holding their breath for Amarillo or the Dodge City Law to lose, so they are still in the battle for the playoff spots, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Also, here on the pregame show, we were talking about the Bloomington Edge. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, but when we come back, we're going to hear from the owner of the Bloomington Edge. I was doing my regular show on Sunday morning. It's my national show, and I take the first hour and I talk about CIF before I bring in my national hosts with me. But joining me for that first hour and spending some time with me was the owner of the Bloomington Edge, Omar Comar, that was there, and he was listening to the show. So I brought him on. He was there. So we had a nice discussion. You're going to hear that discussion here on the other side of the break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show in your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We will be right back. All right, on Sunday, I do a national program, but I do the first, first hour of Champions Indoor Football. We start it off at 9 o'clock. We take it up until noon. The first hour, I talk about Champions Indoor Football because of the fact that we are moving into the playoffs, and plus for my locals that listen to the show, I keep them updated with what's going on for the two teams that are located right here in the Dallas Metroplex. That are the two teams that are on the field tonight, the Texas Revolution and the Mesquite Marshals. But when I was doing that show, the owner of the Bloomington Edge was actually listening. He called in and we had a little chat. So here is that chat on Sunday morning with the owner of the Bloomington Edge, Omar Comar. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at 5-Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to swing on by the newest restaurant to Allen, Pollo Tropical, located at 102 South Central Expressway. They're famous for their flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices, and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of their island-inspired menu items and pair it with a side of classic black beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. For more information, go to PolioTropical.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out DallasTX.PogoPass.com for more information.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
Go, 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 shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Ready, set, put up!
Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show, the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season. Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action on a 50-yard indoor field. Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
Alright, everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. On my Sunday morning show, I put together a 2.5-hour show. The first hour, I talked about the CIF. And guess what? The owner of the Bloomington Edge was listening to the show, and he gave us a call, and we did a good, I don't know, close to 20 minutes talking a little bit about his football team in the CIF. So everybody sit back and relax and listen to the owner of the Bloomington Edge, Omar Komar, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to our caller. Let's go to the 309. You're on air here on That Being Said on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Who am I talking to, and where are you calling from?
Sonny, hi. This is Dr. Kokar calling from Bloomington. I'm the owner of the Bloomington Edge.
Welcome into the show. What a big victory for your team last night, and you're hanging on to that playoff hopes over there in your northern division.
We're living on a prayer, Sonny. We're living on a prayer, and we're doing what we got to do. But just a huge home victory, just what our guys needed after a tough loss last week at Sioux City. And,
yeah,
you know, being our first year in this league, you know, and you've commented on this several times, the competitiveness of this league is just top-notch. And
it's incredible.
The scores can be misleading. You know, last week we lost to Sioux City, I think it was 61-33, but we were 27-27 at halftime. And and things, you know, just changed real quick in indoor football. And last night, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, it was 33-29.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a tight game. It was you could puncture that tension inside that arena with a needle. It was a tight game. They were coming back, and they were making plays, and 33-29 with 19 minutes to go in the game, and then, you know, we had a great kickoff return by Derek Clark, and that kind of opened the floodgates. You know, those special team scores really can change things. And so the final score, you know, is a little misleading. We tacked on a couple at the end, which is great, but it's a lot closer sometimes than those scores look. And a lot of times, I mean, you followed this league so far.
Yep.
That we're talking 1-point games, 2-point games. I mean, we're at 4 and 5, but we had...
And low-scoring games, too.
Unbelievable. I mean, we've had, out of our 5 losses, we've had 3 of them by 3 points, and the fourth was by 5 points. I mean, they're all one possession, one kick, wins or losses, and... It's been a great advertisement for indoor football, and we are just thrilled, you know, in our first year in this league to be part of this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You're your guy that has been a part of many leagues out there, and Bloomington is a cornerstone of indoor football as well. I've been in business a long time. Used to live up in the area, Springfield, Illinois. Know a lot about the Bloomington Edge, but going from league to league, describe a little bit about the decision to move to Champions Indoor Football after the demise of the, I think it was the X League, correct?
Correct. Yes, we're in the X League. Well, what happened primarily is, you know, Bloomington started out in indoor football in 2006 as the Extreme. And that was in the IFL, a lot of success early on. And then, I think around 2011, we went through a series of ownership changes. You know, it was about 4 owners in 4 years, and that can really take a hit on the brand and the players, and, you know, it's hard to sustain meaningful success with that kind of turnover. And so my wife and I took over last summer, and so one of our first decisions was, you know, we need to get back into a league where we had competitiveness. And, you know, the natural fit with CIF having been a result of the merger between CPIFL and I think Lone Star Football from a couple years prior. And I just remember, I mean, I've been in Bloomington for 3 years now, and I remember playing against Wichita, playing against Sioux City, playing against Omaha. And so for me, the question was, hey, you know, what league are those guys in? So you know, we made some inquiries, and just from the start, you know, with Ricky Burtz, Mark Fisher, Tommy down in Dallas, Doug down in Mesquite. Doug's from around here originally. He's from Ottawa, about an hour north of Bloomington. And I didn't know about that. You were Springfield. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of natural linkages that started popping up, and frankly, you know, it was really a no-brainer at the end of the day to join a league that was so established. I mean, some of these franchises are so well rooted, you know, with Texas Revolution and Amarillo, Sioux City, Omaha. These are pillar teams of indoor football.
Yep. And teams that have stayed around, it's always good for the league, especially with trying to get some kind of exposure. And I was talking earlier this season about having the Omaha be good again. I mean, they were just, unfortunately, just not a good football team for the last 3 years. But now they're beginning to pick it up with the addition of Josh Floyd and things of that sort. But now you are in a battle with the Omaha Beef right now. You're 4-5 on the season. Omaha is 5-4. The last 3 games are very vital for your 2 franchises.
Oh, huge, huge. And that was a shocker last night when we finished up and we saw that the Wichita Force took down Sioux City in Sioux City by such a low-scoring game. And I haven't been able to read a recap or see the stats, but that probably is the lowest-scoring game of the league this season, I'm guessing, 41 points.
It's very low.
But you know, I was listening to some of your commentary earlier, which I really enjoyed. I mean, I just love the exposure that you're giving the CIF, you know, a radio perspective and also on social media. But with Sioux City, I mean, they're going to Wichita, I think, in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
You know, and I think Wichita is probably favored at home. And then we get them in our last game of the season. So
yes,
if you figure if we can tag 2 losses on there, they're 7-5. If we can take care of business, we'll be 7-5. So there could really be a dogfight, you know, for 3 teams for those 2 spots. I mean, I see Wichita taking probably the first spot after last night's game. But, you know, Sioux City could be in the mix for that second or third seed, depending on how things shake out. And that's why it's just so exciting. I mean, it's angst, it's anxiety, but it's also what you want. That's what you want, to keep the average fan and the diehard engaged going down the stretch.
And that's hard. I mean, you've been in the groups. You see how we can beat up teams and jump in there. But really, when you look at the CIF for the last 2 years, it has been incredible. Last year, we went into week 11 before we could figure out who was going to be in the playoffs, who wasn't, and how that whole thing worked out. With the addition of some teams that make this a 12-team league, looking to expand this, 16 teams. I mean, we talked to Randy Sanders in the interview that we had, and it was incredible what he was talking about. Looking at this league and looking where the franchises are, and you being an owner in this league, looking to cap it at 16, what is the future? I mean, what do you think the future is for Champions Indoor Football, as well as the Bloomington Edge, you know, staying in a competitive league and getting that exposure that you guys want?
Well, it's phenomenal. I mean, our vision as a league and as a franchise in the league is, you know, I think we're right up there with the IFL, you know, and in some cases we've been more stable than the IFL in the last 18 to 24 months. And so we're looking to really position ourselves as a preeminent indoor football league, just south of AFL. I mean, AFL is a little bit different animal, as you know. They've got bigger arenas. They've got co-tenants, different type of ownership structures in place. But once you drop, say, the double-A ball, to make that comparison with baseball, I think the CIF's right there, you know. And as you know, there's so much overhaul and transition year to year in indoor football. But we're very happy with our product, with our competitiveness. The owners, we all get along great. We all want to win on the field, but off the field, we're unified in our vision in terms of marketing the league, in terms of stability and success of the league, making sure that the teams that are in are here to stay, and the teams that will come in will also be, you know, financially responsible on the field, put on a good product with the great arenas, great facilities, and a big part of it is social media with the fan engagement that you've helped drive. I know indoor football is huge in Texas, and we just have a really passionate fan base up here of about, you know, 1,000 people that show up to every game, and they've been there since the beginning. And so I've just been so gratified by their support this first season, and our work is to continue that in the off season and build on that and get the kids involved. And you know, we've had a lot of success here in Bloomington with Illinois State football. They've been really great the last 3 or 4 years. And so we're looking to kind of ride those coattails with a lot of folks who have been engaged into football for the first time. Well, hey, you know, in the fall, why don't you follow ISU? But then in the spring, you'll get your fix by following the Edge. So it's just been a really fun time so far.
And you've had some pretty good promotions, if I'm not mistaken. I think Antonio Freeman stopped by a game, and you've had some, you know, former Bears stop by the game. You know, that promotion, that kind of get people involved in the local areas, that help bring people to the football games?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I mean, Dan Hampton was there for game one, and he was phenomenal. I mean, just what a guy. Just unbelievable. You know, and we were lucky enough that I think they played the 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears right before our home game, which got a lot of interest. And he was excellent. And then Antonio Freeman came by. We wanted to be equal. There's a lot of cheeseheads down in this
area. Absolutely.
And so he was phenomenal. I mean, Antonio was just such a darling of a guy, and just engaging with the fans and seeing them before the game at halftime. And, you know, that's something that we wanted to do, just to kind of polish our brand and get it back out in the community. And so, you know, we had some good promotions there. And, you know, we've got Salute to Service Night next week, honoring all of our veterans, active military, EMS, firefighters, police. We've had a educator awareness night. We've had cancer awareness night. So that's been our thrust from an off-the-field perspective, is really engaging with our community and getting them involved and seeing what a great platform our games can be.
Well, you're a different type of ownership. A husband-wife team. I mean, believe me, a husband and wife, you know, a team put together ownership. How do you guys separate it? I mean, you got your home life, you got the sports life, you got your business life. How's that all working out for you over there?
Well, it's been a roller coaster. It's been a learning experience. You know, we've learned that sometimes we look at each other when we're sitting there at home and like, you know, are we talking husband and wife or are we talking co-owners? Sometimes, you know, you can have some tough feedback. You know, either way.
Absolutely.
And if it's business related feedback, you want to hear it because you know it's we all have our blind spots, and you want someone to shine the light where it's dark and maybe you don't see something. So it's important to establish that. And but it's been so much fun, and it's enhanced our coupledom. Nergis and I have learned so much about each other. I mean, how often do you get a chance to see your partner, or your spouse, in a professional work environment? And that doesn't happen too often. Generally, I go to work, you go to work, and then we come back in the evening. But here,
yes,
you get to learn a lot about how your partner operates. And so with my wife, just seeing how she is, you know, detail-oriented and meticulous. And those are things sometimes as a man can drive you up the wall. But when it comes to business,
yes,
it's great. I mean, she's been a tremendous gift and asset to our front office.
Taking a look at where you came from, well, I got, oh my, and I don't want to blow your last name. Say your last name again.
It rhymes with my first name, Omar Kokar.
Okay, very good. Now, we got Omar. Now, how did you get interested in indoor football? What was the thing that drove you to indoor football? Did you go to a game? Did you just hear about the team being for sale? What drove you to the team?
So we moved to to Bloomington about 3 years ago. And so I'm a doctor at a local hospital. And so they happen to be one of the sponsors for The Edge. And so, we caught some of the games, and we went and checked it out, and we had a blast. And I've got two little girls, 7 and 3, and we were hooked. We were hooked. We said, wow, you know, this is just 10 minutes from the house. It's not expensive. The concessions don't blow you out of the water.
Yeah.
What a fun thing to do on a Saturday. And so, just an opportunity came up last year then where, you know, they wanted local ownership. And so, we made some inquiries. My wife and I talked about it, kicked tires on the idea, and we took over. You know, we got an inside sort of view on the negotiation of a sale and learning what it takes to create a team. And we just look at sports so differently. I mean, 9 years into this, when we watch ESPN or we watch the owners doing things and players talking, getting cut. There's so many aspects of this business that are tough, Sonny. We cut a couple players this week, and it's difficult to look someone in the eye and wish them luck on their journey, knowing that they spent a couple of months or even in some cases a couple of weeks of their life in your town, and for whatever reason it didn't work out. So it's, again, it's been a roller coaster, but we wouldn't trade it for the world. We love what we're doing.
Definitely a real area. I actually grew up in Pekin, Illinois as well. So just like right around the corner in that area, as a little boy until I moved down to Arizona and then I got the hook, in indoor football with the Arizona Rattlers. So, and then when I moved to Texas, it was only natural just to keep it up. So it was kind of fun, but your league, your team, you know, fighting the battle to try to get the attention of your area. Now, you've been there for a while. What are you doing to be noticed in the area of Bloomington, Illinois, where people can go and say, wow, there's a game going on tonight?
Right. The biggest thing is getting out in the community, whether that be on family. Like yesterday, there was a family fun day from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock at a local park. So we had our front office staff. We had our kicker there as well. Getting out to some of the underprivileged schools, getting out to some of the silent auction, the charity benefits that always happen on the weekends, making sure we always try to help out with ticket donations or gift donations. It's just getting our logo out there and learning strategically how can we maximize sort of, you know, our efforts, you know. And we've been very blessed by having Illinois State right in our back door. We've had some great intern students come over from sports management program, the public relations program. And that goes back to just building partnerships with local pillars, local businesses, local institutions. I think that's going to be the driver for long-term success. Sonny, I've got to get going, but I cannot believe you just dropped that bit about Pekin, because I'm going to tell you a fun fact. I grew up in Pekin. I grew up in Pekin.
I grew up
in Sunset Hills. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep. So
I live behind the Moose Lodge.
Oh, you're kidding me. Off Sheridan?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Right across the street from the golf course.
My dad took me to some catfish dinners there when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Those moose heart parties when I was a younger boy on Friday. I think it was Friday night. Oh, I'm telling you right now, you couldn't get the better food and just a good time there over at the Moose Heart Lodge.
So you remember County Market, and you remember Lick Creek Golf Course. You remember those?
Yes. Yes. Very much so. I played that course so much.
Outstanding. Well, it was a delight to spend some time with you. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the league and the awareness and on social media. This is an outstanding venue. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. And we'll keep talking about Pekin. I can't believe you dropped that nugget there at the end.
You betcha. And the name that the high school changed their name from, we won't say it, but that was a big thing there. So
That's right. I was there.
Omar Comar, one of the owners, or you're the primary owner now of the Edge, right?
Correct, yes.
All right, very good. The primary owner of the Edge. Thank you for joining us here this morning.
Thank you, Sonny. Good to be with you. Take care.
Good. Thanks for taking time.
Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen, your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.4imi.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995 or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Ortho Texas. Ortho Texas of Plano is a group of physicians and surgeons treating all complex orthopedic conditions ranging from degenerative bones and joint problems to sports injuries. The doctors at Ortho Texas are dedicated to serving their patients with the state-of-the-art facilities and high standards of excellence in orthopedic care. So make sure you check out www.orthotexas.com. We're located at 4031 West Plano Parkway, Suite 100 in Plano, Texas, or you can give us a call at 972-985-1072.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Here at Executive Press, we're a mid-sized commercial printing company. We help our clients market themselves through their printed collateral. We offer both offset and digital printing services, design services, and bulk mail services to our clients. Executive Press believes strongly in the idea of being a valued partner to our customers.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000. And tell them Sonny sent you. Welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Mesquite Marshals. This is the third time this teams are facing off, and they have one more time in the last game of the season over at Mesquite Arena. That's in 2 weeks from today. Actually, 2 weeks from tomorrow, because they play on a Saturday night on their final game of the season. Tonight's the final regular season game for the Texas Revolution at the Allen Events Center, as the Revolution, since joining Champions Indoor Football, have been undefeated in this building. It's been 2 years, and actually it's even longer than that, as the Revolution did get a playoff victory and a final game. So they've been on a roll at the Allen Event Center, as they've not made anybody disappointed in their play out on the football field, especially coming away with all the victories here at the Allen Event Center. Been a pretty good ride here, as it's the best one in indoor football and Champions Indoor Football, as they've been undefeated in 2 years. So, that having been said, they're going to be looking to extend that here tonight, taking on the Mesquite Marshals. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that you can expect in tonight's game, but again, let's just look at what's going on. The Northern Division, the Wichita Wild, 7-2. They've played 9 games. So tonight's game is important, or tomorrow night's game is important for the Wichita Force taking on the Amarillo Venom. And it's important for the final setup of the playoffs. If Wichita loses that game, they'll drop to 7-3. The Texas Revolution will go to 9-1 out on the season, and they will not necessarily clinch the division or home field advantage. And I was mistaken earlier in that, because the Sioux City Bandits, this is an important, they are going to be sitting right there at 7-3, because they're on the bye this week. They're watching from home. They want Wichita to lose, obviously. They'll drop to 7-3, and that will make next week's game against the Wichita Force taking on the Sioux City Bandits
in Wichita, a very important game. If that one actually comes away with Wichita winning, the Texas Revolution will rack up home field advantage as well. So it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't for the Wichita Force. They need to win in order to get that home field advantage for them next week. Because if they do win next week, they'll wrap up home field advantage in the Northern Division. But in the meantime, they will go ahead and give the Texas Revolution the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So that's the huge thing that happens. But it does start tonight, as the Revolution have to get that victory here tonight as they take on the... And you say what you want. There's only about one team that knows this team the best. That would be the Mesquite Marshals, with some of the players that used to play on this football team. So this is not a gimme game, as much as they are only 1-8 out on the season. The Revolution have to come to play. They have to come in what they have not done in the past sometimes. Okay, now, not compared to last year, but the year before, but sometimes not taking care of business. Last year, they didn't take care of business against the San Angelo Bandits, and they came back and bit them in the butt. In reality, cost them home field advantage in the championship game right there in Allen, just as much as them having to go on the road and go to play the Sioux City Bandits. So they have to take care of their business tonight. Their business is to get the victory to improve to 9-1 out on the season. So, let's talk about some of the games. Again, the Liberty, they are on the road taking on the Beef. That's a big-time game for the Beef. If they get the victory, they could pretty much wrap up that playoff spot. They'll improve to 6-4. And if Bloomington somehow loses the game against the Chicago Eagles, that knocks them completely out. Now, the Chicago Eagles darn near beat the Beef last week. A couple missed field goals, opportunities for them, but the Beef were lucky to get out of Omaha with that victory against Chicago at home. So another home game for the Beef, another one that has a very direct effect on whether or not that they'll make the playoffs. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Omaha Beef being in the playoffs is good for Champions Indoor Football. The Omaha Beef have not played very well for the last 3 to 4 seasons, whether it be in this league, Champions Indoor Football League, the CPIFL. So it's very important for the Beef, I think, to get in there. And I want to know what's going on with the Beef in reality. No one's talking. I want to know why Josh Floyd's not the quarterback of this football team. I think it's a big, big mistake going into the playoffs without Josh Floyd really being your quarterback. I think it hurts that football team's chances of maybe advancing into the playoffs. Because they're going to get Sioux City or the Wichita Force if they make the playoffs. And that's going to be a tough game. You need to have your best guy out on the football field. And as much as I think, and I'll say I think because I've watched the games, and I think that they're going to get the overall best games coming from Josh Floyd compared to Brandon Steed. Now, there's no arguing what Brandon Steed has done as far as a quarterback rating with 105 quarterback rating, but I think Joshua Floyd gives you more with his rushing attempts as well, as he is actually the team's leading rusher at 359 yards. And if the green opens up, Josh Floyd will take off and run. I think it's huge. And he scored 7 touchdowns rushing the football, compared to 22 passing. Now, Brandon Steed has passed for 10 touchdowns in 3 games and rushed for 1. So he's got 11 touchdowns out on the season. I think it's important that you have Joshua Floyd. They brought him in to lead this team, and I think they made the mistake. I don't know if they're trying to prove a point, what's going on, whether he is hurt or what's going on. No one's talking. Maybe I'll get that answer this upcoming next week. We'll find out. All right, so that being said, it's going to be important over there in the north. Okay, so looking at that game, but tomorrow night's game, San Angelo Bandits, if they are able to beat the Dodge City Law, that will wrap up home field advantage through the Southern Division for the Texas Revolution and earn that first week bye. All important first week bye, because if you get some injuries in these final three games, they get a week to heal. They also have the opportunity to get Frankie Solomon Jr. another week to be off his foot, okay, and quite possibly take the football field for the Texas Revolution in the playoffs. That's so important. You want Frankie Solomon Jr. out on the football field. He is the leader of this defense, and you can say what you want. I mean, we've got some great players defensively. All you got to do is take a look at the guys kind of stepped in his absence, and I'm talking about Anthony Webb. He has been incredible for the Texas Revolution, how well he's played in the absence of Frankie Solomon Jr. He was playing well when Frankie Solomon Jr. was there and they were out on the football field at the same time. So as the Revolution drive for the playoffs, as well as a championship that could happen at the Allen Event Center, it's going to be huge. It's going to be really, really huge for this football team. That all having been said, as we get set, let's look a little bit more in the Southern Division. Amarillo, if they get the victory tonight, that will help the Texas Revolution in wrapping up home field advantage. But the Amarillo Venom will improve to 7-3. The Dodge City Law could improve to 7-3. If Amarillo and the Dodge City Law win tonight, they knock the Gladiators out of the playoffs. So that will be done. It will be over for the Gladiators. So in the Southern Division, the Texas Revolution 8-1. They will, if they win tonight, will improve to 9-1. The Amarillo Venom, if they win, they will improve to 7-3. And if the Dodge City Law win, they will be 7-3. Two games behind. So then you got to look at the head-to-head. The Texas Revolution beat the Amarillo Venom. The Dodge City Law, they split with them, but the Texas Revolution beat the Amarillo Venom. So they will go ahead, and that will be one more game that the Revolution have to win in order. It's something within the actual tie-breaking system that does not give the Texas Revolution the home field advantage in the Southern Division. Even if Amarillo, but if the Amarillo Venom win tonight, and the Dodge City Law, see, it's all about that Dodge City Law game that they split. So if Dodge City loses tonight, they'll wrap up that home field advantage because the Texas Revolution have the head-to-head against the Amarillo Venom. So they'll wrap that up. So needless to say, Saturday night, we all of a sudden become San Angelo Bandit fans. We actually play the San Angelo Bandits on Memorial Day in San Angelo. I will be taking that road trip heading down to San Angelo to call that game on Memorial Day. So it's a very important week for the Revolution, because that's where, if everything doesn't fall into place and they don't wrap up home field advantage, that is the first game that they can actually do it on their own. Like I said, winning out, they'll obviously get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But we want to get that all set and ready to go, because I think that last game could be very important to get some players who don't play a lot an opportunity at the, and I will tell you, I don't think, and if the Revolution wrap up home field advantage, I don't think we see Robert Kent in the last game. And if we do, we don't see him for a full game. We only see him for a quarter, and that is it. We'll try to get Coach on and talk about that as we move forward. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the stats for your Texas Revolution as well as the stats for the Mesquite Marshals for tonight's contest as they are in the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas, as the Revolution are at home taking on the Marshals. We'll take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with appliance tips so simple, even a 9-year-old can do them. Make sure you rinse the food off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Food will gunk up the dishwasher and clog the sprayers. If you need help, call my daddy, Tyler Atkins, at A-Plus Certified Appliance, 972-890-5014.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schatz Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schatz Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schatz Photography, located on the web at www.fredschatz.com, or give him a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749. The Texas Revolution and Game On Sports Bar would like to welcome all the fans to join the team at Game On Sports Bar down the road at the intersection of Stacy and Greenfield in Fairview. With great drinks and food specials along with the chance to know your Revolution players, dancers, and staff, you can't beat Game On Sports Bar tonight right after the game.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
Craving an island adventure? Try Pollo Tropical, Allen's newest restaurant with a tropical twist. We're famous for our flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of our island-inspired menu items and pair it with a side of classic beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical now has 14 locations in the DFW area, including the one at 102 South Central Expressway in Allen. For more locations and information, visit PolloTropical.com. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you.
Working Man in Sports Radio with your continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution season. Important season, important game. Every game towards the end of the season is the important one. As the Revolution would like to see some losses come from the Force, would like to see some losses come from the Sioux City Bandits so they can wrap up home field advantage. Sioux City on the bye this week, so they sit back and relax, but they're going to be tense for 3 hours starting Saturday night as the Wichita Force take on the Amarillo Venom. The Bandits are a team that is struggling to try to win the home field advantage again throughout the playoffs, but they got to fight the Texas Revolution as well as the Wichita Force. So that's being said, when you take a look at tonight's game and how important it is, as the Revolution are sitting in a nice position, but not too nice to where they can just sit back and coast. And that's one of the things as far as the Texas Revolution have done in the past is when they think they're set, they just start to kind of just sit back and relax. And it's just not the thing the Texas Revolution are good at doing. But the Revolution 8-1 out on the season, taking on the 1-8 Mesquite Marshals. So an important game for both of these teams. So let's take a look at some of the things. Let's take a look at the stats as the Texas Revolution, the only loss coming to the Dodge City Law, 71-89. They beat the Mesquite Marshals in their first meeting, 41-31. And then in the second game, the Revolution beat them 51-32. So that having been said, they followed up that win against the Mesquite Marshals as they went on the road and beat the Wichita Force. The Revolution, during that three-game road trip against Dodge City, Mesquite, and Wichita, went 2-1. And that was so huge. And when they actually went back up out on the road and took on the Duke City Gladiators on April 23rd, they got a pretty good win there. It was a close game, 68-63 in Duke City. And then they turned around and took on the Duke City Gladiators and got the victory, 56-31. And last week, they got a little redemption against the team they lost to earlier in the season as they scored 72 points. In the game they lost against the Law, they scored 71. However, their defense played a little bit better in this game and helped the Texas Revolution get the victory against the Dodge City Law. I've talked a little bit about some of the flags that were thrown in the final 4 minutes to 5 minutes of that football game. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want to see the referees keep that flag in their pockets as much as possible toward the end of the game and let the players decide how the game's going to end. I really do. I think so far the referees were good, but that was a vital game, and I would have liked to see the flags stay in their pocket. I really would have. Now, would the Revolution have won? Maybe, quite possibly. That having been said, let's let the guys figure it out. Let's let the guys determine who's going to win the football game. Let's let the guys be the ones that decide who's going to win and make it into the playoffs. That was an important game for the Dodge City Law, as if they did get that victory, they would have changed the whole landscape of the Southern Division. The Revolution would be 7-2, and the Dodge City Law would be 7-2 as well. So, and they'd be battling it out. So I just mourn the fact I want to see clean games as far as the Revolution are concerned as they go in it. But let's take a look at the stats here a little bit for the Mesquite Marshals, as the Marshals have had a tough season as they lost all their games this year. They did win their second game of the season as they took on the Sioux City Bandits in Mesquite. That was actually the game I called for the Sioux City Bandits as the radio
radio program was on the road covering a girls' basketball tournament for the state girls' basketball tournament. So we had the opportunity to go over there and call that game, and we did. We got that victory for them, I think, but for the Marshals. But that having been said, unfortunately, the Marshals have not been able to put it out there very well. That having been said, taking a look at what's been going on for the rest of the last games are the ones I want to focus on. As they took on the San Angelo Bandits, they did lose that game 41-54 in San Angelo. And the game at home, they put up a big fight against the Duke City Gladiators, but the Gladiators got out of there with the victory. So, when I look at the stats, the main problem with the stats coming from the Mesquite Marshals are the people that are handling the stats over there are just doing a horrible job. And so they're not very accurate, but we can only go by what's been given to us. So let's go to the rushing or the passing with Colton Browning. He is the guy. He's played seven games, a couple of road games he has not played out up on the football field. But he's probably going to play tonight as he's 79 of 146 with eight interceptions out on the season. Passing percentages of 54%, and he's got 20 touchdowns. He's also rushed for six touchdowns, so he's got 26 total touchdowns on the season. 52 rushes, 363 yards as well, because the guy can take off. And that's one thing the Revolution are going to have to keep their eyes on. They're going to have to keep their eyes out on Colton Browning. Also, the rusher, Mon Williams, in nine games, 79 rushes, 231 rushes, five touchdowns for him out on the football game. He's more of the main guy rushing the football. Looking at the receiving sides, Jesse Shields, he has got 32 catches for 284 yards and six touchdowns. Mon Williams out of the backfields has the touchdowns, 18 receptions for 153. Cordell Robinson, 17 catches, 220. So you're looking at those numbers, the top wide receiver has only caught 32 passes on the season. And when you take a look at the numbers and you take a look at what's going on, as far as that number, looking at the Revolution, and let's hop over there. Let's start with the receiving so I can make the comparison. 43 receptions. I mean, compared to the Marshals, unfortunately, the leading reception getter, that being Jesse Shields, he's only got 32 catches out on the season. Then it drops all the way to 18 to Mon Williams, and he's out of the backfield. But listen to these numbers. I mean, in the wide receiving position for the Texas Revolution, Clinton Solomon, 43 catches, 597 yards, 17 touchdowns in the air. Tavares Williams, 36 catches, 519 yards, and 14 touchdowns. That is a total of 31 touchdowns with two guys. Then you throw in Darius Fudge, who's caught 31 passes for 304 yards, and he's got in for eight touchdowns. So those are huge. And then 26 catches for Ronnie Cooper. He has six touchdown passes, 234 yards. Then after that, Joe Adams only in four games, 12 receptions, 227 yards and seven touchdowns. And then LaDon Hudson for eight catches, 100 yards. He's got two touchdowns, as well as Jordan Brown out of the backfield, five catches, 31 yards, two touchdowns. Jeff Willis, four catches, 61 yards and two touchdowns. And Brett Reese, he's got one touchdown, but that was the big one. The big one against the Law, and in order to take the lead in that game, he's got four receptions, 31 yards in one game that he's been back. And when you put together a 1-2-3 punch as Clinton Solomon, Tavares Williams, as well as Brett Reese, I'm telling you right now, it is the best wide receiver core in Champions Indoor Football, bar none. You got some guys out there that are pretty good. And one guy. But when you talk about a combo with three guys, there's nobody better with the combination of Solomon Williams as well as Brett Reese. Now, you can even throw in Ronnie Cooper if Brett Reese is not healthy. They still got one of the best of the wide receiving corps in the NFL or in the CIF without Brett Reese. So that goes to the passing. It's all about Robert Kent, who gets the ball there in 9 games, okay, he's got a passer rating of 110.14. And, folks, that's phenomenal in the indoor game, as he is 168 for 282 yards, 8 interceptions this season, 55 touchdown passes, folks. It doesn't get any better than that. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. Okay, he is your leading candidate for a CIF MVP, and if he doesn't get it this year, then somebody's got something against old Robert Kent. If he doesn't win the MVP, I will be amazed. And if he doesn't end up with less than, folks, if he ends up with less than 60 touchdown passes in the season, I'll be shocked. If he ends up with less than 70, I'll be shocked. But also, running the football, 19 rushes, 144 yards, okay? He's got 4 touchdowns rushing the football as well. So a total of 59 touchdowns. There's nobody even close in the CIF when you look at those numbers. Rushing the football for the Texas Revolution, Darius Fudge, 81 yards. Or 81 attempts, 281 yards. He has got 13 touchdowns rushing the football. Obviously, putting him at that goal line is big. And Jordan Brown, 26 rushes, 96 yards for him out on the season. So, looking at those numbers, those are huge. And the offense is a juggernaut. And especially, no offense against the Mesquite Marshals, they're just not that good. And when you're just not that good and you're going up against a juggernaut offense, I mean, if they score less than 60 points here tonight as they take on the Mesquite Marshals, I'll be shocked. That ball is going to be in the air and often. And also, if you take a look at the stats, Robert Kent has the most one-play drives in Champions Indoor Football for touchdowns. So, huge stuff for the Texas Revolution as they take on the Mesquite Marshals. A very important game as far as the standings are concerned. They cannot get down. They cannot play down to their competition. They have to get out there and get that victory tonight. This is the all-important victory that kind of sets up for the last 2 games of the season. And then we will have a clear idea of where the last 2 games are with the Texas Revolution, whether or not they'll get the home field advantage, whether or not they will get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. All that will be pretty much decided this week, and we will have it etched in stone on what happens if a little bit better than they are right now. But a couple of clinching scenarios. Again, if the Law lose tomorrow night against the Salina Liberty, the Revolution wrap up home field advantage in the Southern Division and the first round bye. So that's the one we want to watch for, especially when it comes to health. And then after that situation, if the Revolution went out, obviously they're going to get home field advantage. If they win 2 of the last 3, they're going to get home field advantage. So, but the other teams, whether fighting for that home field advantage, whether it's the Wichita Force or whether it is the Sioux City Bandits. So if the Revolution lose out, and then those other teams win out, one of the 2 teams win out, the Sioux City Bandits or the Wichita Force, they will take home field advantage. So the Revolution have to take care of business on their own home field as the Revolution taking on the Mesquite Marshals here tonight, live at the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. And when we come back, folks, it's going to be kickoff at the Allen Event Center, or if you're listening early, game kicks off at 7 p.m. tonight on the Couch Potato Sports Show. You can hear that coverage via the radio at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio. And also, you can hear the game or watch the game on Eversport TV. I will be the one that is doing the play-by-play on Eversport here tonight. So that's going to do it for me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. Everybody have a good evening. Let's go, Revs. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.